We're a developing major league sports city, so we've only had so many of these moments. And we've got the emotion, Linda. What a storyline. Should the guy who played so well for 2+ years play in net tonight in Fleury, or the guy that I think the organization has deemed the number one goalie, Robin Leonard, be in there?
Yeah, this is really bizarre to me. I mean, with all due respect to Robin Leonard, who's a great human, a great guy. Remember when Vegas went out and got Robin Leonard? Many of us, including myself, were jumping up and down because, with all due respect to Malcolm Subban, it was just a lot to handle backup duties, and Marc-Andre Fleury was playing like every game, as you guys know. So they go out and get Robin Leonard, who, everything that we heard, was going to be the solid backup and having Marc-Andre Fleury play fewer games. But Marc-Andre Fleury was always going to be the number one goalie. In comes Pete DeBoer. It seems like everything changed. Kelly McCrimmon, GM. And then all of a sudden, and it really was that way, we're noticing, as you know, even before the pandemic, the pause, you know, we noticed a little difference. And then, of course, once the playoffs started, I really felt the whole goaltender situation was mismanaged. I actually thought you should have started, DeBoer should have started Flower in game 6. Giving him an opportunity there, but since he went back with Leonard, you know, it's just, I can't believe it. And I wanted, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury deserves a shot. I mean, do we have to go over the great numbers? I mean, for goodness sake, there's like an amazing number. He has so much experience in game 7. The guy has 81 career playoff wins, 6 all-time, you know, 61 career shutouts. You know, this team needs a wake-up call, and that means change your goalie. Leonard, I know he can't score goals, and I know a lot of people saying it wasn't his fault because Vegas, you know, was offensively challenged in the games in those last 2 losses. But, I mean, come on, you got to do something to wake your team up and putting, you know, your face of the franchise. And folks, he still is back in the net would have been a big wake-up call, but you weren't going to see it because Pete DeBoer is tied to the hip of Robin Leonard, and he is sink or swim with a guy.
Yeah, it is official. Robin Leonard is going to be the guy tonight. I'll say I don't think it's just Pete DeBoer. Pete DeBoer was put in place to listen to management, and that was clearly an issue at the end with Gerard Gallant and upper management. The entire organization wants Robin Leonard in there, and now, you know, depending on how he plays, you're dealing with this storyline with Leonard, who just has not been good in back-to-back games, Linda.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. And, oh, by the way, that's the big point. You're at, and I said this on my ESPN Plus hockey show in the crease, this is a second of a back-to-back. That's a huge deal, okay? So, I mean, I know he didn't have a lot of work yesterday. I mean, he had, like, you know, 22 shots or 22 saves, whatever he had. But, you know, this has been mismanaged. And you're right, because I think the goalie coach for Vegas also left as soon as, you know, Leonard, I think a week after Leonard arrived. So there's a lot of politics going on there. I'll tell you, Vegas fans, you guys must be, first of all, I picked Vegas to go to the Stanley Cup final this year. I did that before the pandemic. So, I mean, I'm going to be disappointed, but I'll tell you, I'm very concerned right now. Hopefully Robin Leonard and the rest of the Vegas Golden Knights, you know, prove us all wrong, and they can get their act together and, you know, recapture how dominant they were before the last 2 games. They have so much talent, you know. I mean, I'd be really stunned if they lose today, just because they're experienced. They have a great core group, and I think they're going to find a way to get it done, even though I'll tell you, Vancouver is a fun team. And I love that Thatcher Demko. First of all, what a great name. But he's become such a story. But, I still believe in Vegas. I still feel they're going to find a way. I just wish it was with Marc-Andre Fleury in net. There's a lot going on here.
Wow.
It's not what he signed up for, and who knows what's going to happen in the offseason if they do lose or even if Vegas does win. But they have already sent their message that Robin Leonard is their guy moving forward.